Is there a risk of mission creep for Western countries involved in the Libyan conflict?
I think so, because if you look at the progression of what's happened so far, we've seen the establishment of a no-fly zone, which originally was simply intended to keep the Libyan Air Force on the ground, to that becoming a bombing campaign to protect civilians. And now we are seeing the UK, France, and Italy committing their own advisors to the rebel force in Libya to try and provide them with some sort of improved capability.
Why have these countries, including the UK, France, and Italy, sent military advisers to rebels in Libya?
Because the rebels have proved to be not competent at defeating Gaddafi's forces. I think the original perception was that this was a revolution which would spread very quickly through Libya, resulting in the Libyan government being overthrown and Gaddafi in particular and his family being thrown out of power. But it clearly became a civil war, and Gaddafi's military has proven to be much more capable than the rebels have. And so I think that clearly, therefore, unless something is done to improve their capability, they're going to be defeated in the longer term.
Would you say then that these countries misjudge the kind of conflict that is happening in Libya?
I think so. I think they thought it was all going to be over fairly quickly, and clearly that's proved not to be the case, because Gaddafi's forces are now making advances on the ground. So the problem that they have is that the rebel military is a complete shambles. There's two officers, General Yunus and General Haftar, who are competing for control of the military, and then the people within the rebel forces, most of them are untrained. They're not taking any notice of the people that do have military training. They seem to make advances, and then as soon as they come under fire, they withdraw, and it's really shambles, I think, on the ground. So clearly something really needs to be done about that, but I wouldn't think that they'd be able to mould them into a force capable of taking on Gaddafi's forces for several months at the very least.
At what point do you think that these countries would actually put boots on the ground and deploy troops?
I think that might happen in a more covert way. I noticed that the French are saying that their group will be special forces people, so it may well end up that some of them will go forward with the people that they've trained. I think that's probably quite a likely situation, but I don't think it's likely that any of the Western countries will want to put formed units on the ground. I think it'll simply remain at advisers. The danger, of course, is that the UK and the France in particular are committed to throwing out Gaddafi, and since they're not making any progress on that, then they're going to have to think of other ways of doing that. So one way, of course, is to actually do airstrikes on Gaddafi's home and places they think Gaddafi might be at in order to try and kill him, as one way of doing that. But I think that there'd be a certain level of public opinion that opposes that, particularly in the Middle East. Gaddafi's not going to go willingly, I don't think, because all of the exit options seem to be closed off to him. And it doesn't really seem to be much option now except to go down the military route of training up the rebel forces and trying to make something of them.